a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Freaking night. Welcome aboard. This is the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. How are you? Glad you're with us here on the 12th of February, 2008. It's Tuesday night, and it's always a pleasure to have everybody listening, and it's a pleasure to be on, and glad you're with us. A lot of stuff we're going to go through tonight. It's open line, so anything that you want to talk about is open and fair game tonight, so don't hesitate to dial up with any subject that you might want to talk about tonight. If I don't know the answer, I'll say I don't know. The number, if you want to join us, is 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. Just kind of go through the news tonight and just look at some of the stories that have been out there. Some of them have already been talked about. Some of them I might have already talked about today, but just go through some stuff. And as I was looking at some stuff tonight, this stuff with the police is getting really crazy. Article I came across earlier tonight: quadriplegic man. He's being booked in a Florida jail cell, and the sheriff's deputy just dumps him out of his wheelchair into the floor. And then you've got this woman up in Ohio. She's strip searched by 7 people. I mean, it's literal insanity. This is getting worse and worse. And start looking on your local police department cards. You're going to notice the protect and serve thing is disappearing. As on ours, on my little burg here, they just recently disappeared. And just plain old police. And so a lot of things are fixing to change in this country. And I... So we're going to talk. We can talk about some of that tonight. By the way, did you know the U.S. is not going to do a bunch of green card checks, final background checks on people that are already in the country? That's a war on terror, but of course, they're probably doing so many other things. Plus, primary tonight in Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia. We'll give you some of those results there. Pretty much typical. And we'll get into those here after the break. And a bunch more. Chat rooms are open right now, both at republicbroadcasting.org and at midnightwritershow.com. Feel more than free to drop in and grab a name and join everybody in the conversation. Always good conversations in both rooms. So we're going to grab a break here, and we're going to come back on the other side. We'll just dive into an evening of news right here on RBN. Back in a flash.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
9 tonight here on the Midnight Rider, and it's Mouseketeer roll call time, and I'm going to say something. For the very first time since I've been doing this show, I've been doing this show since August, I think, or late July, and for the very first time, there are more people tonight in the RepublicBroadcasting.org chat room than there are in the Midnight Rider show chat room. Got a good group tonight hanging out in the RBN chat room. And let's run them down, shall we? What we got? Bernanke, he's parked the helicopter outside. They're reloading it with 20s. Cherished Heart, CPR Radio, E33 State, Gulag 2008, Mixel is in there, Knight Rider, Rerum Novarum, Sam, Slad, Smiling Tiger, and Suzette. They're hanging out in the chat room at RBN at republicbroadcasting.org. Over in the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we have Avery Jane, Amos Moses, Doug, Josh, Michael, Mike CTW, Newsboy, and White Star. So for the very first time in the history of the Midnight Rider program, the RBN chat room, more people than in the Midnight Rider Show chat room. That's very, very cool. So thank you very much. Thank you very much. So I'm glad to – nice group in there. And that room's been growing. I mean, a nice, good group of folks in there every night. One of our micro guys is in there, at least one that I see, and always good conversation going in there. So I see somebody's pulling my bio up. Yeah, there we go. So it's been a good and active all night. Excellent. Excellent. So, but I'm glad everybody is with us tonight. If you want to join us on the program, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I must make mention of Rogue Dolphin, who just popped in to the RBN chat room, who's always there night after night, providing good support. So, and there'll be more who pop in as the night wears on. Manny is not with us tonight. So, but we've got Mike in the studio taking care of business and getting it done. So glad you're with us. And into the news we go. So the political primaries. Let's take care. Let's get them out of the way, because I am sick to death of talking about politics. You have no idea. I'm sick of it. And to my afternoon show today, I went an entire show without talking about it, and it was like a wonderful thing. Three primaries tonight: District of Columbia, Maryland, and Virginia. On the Democratic side, in the District of Columbia, you can tell that D.C. is like grandmama welfare city, because I mean everybody's a Democrat. 75% going to Barack Obama. They've got over 100,000 votes. Over 100,000 votes in D.C., Hillary Clinton with 24%. On the Republican side, John McCain was 67%, Huckabee was 16%, and Ron Paul with 8%. And there's probably between all five of them there, and the other category, maybe 6,000 votes. That's hugely Democratic. Can you say, give me a handout? I'm on a gravy train. Come on, Marion Barry. I'll give you a dime bag for a handout. Come on now. In Maryland, we've got Obama beating Clinton again, 60% to 36%. McCain wins again, 54% to Huckabee's 30%. Ron Paul at 5.5%. Then in Virginia, we've got Obama again obliterating Hillary almost 2-1, 63% to her 35%. McCain at 50%, Huckabee at 40%, and Ron Paul at about 4.5%. So,
but she wins the big number.
But yeah, I don't know what the delegate totals for these states were. I was going to look that up, and I just forgot to do that. But there you go. That's it in a nutshell. And okay, my talk of politics is done, unless you want to talk about it. And that it is fair and open game, and we'll certainly entertain it. Because I know there's a lot of people still that are miffed about Ron Paul and this whole thing, and I understand. But, man, there is just so much going on. These people are busy at work. The Senate, 31-67 was the vote today to allow immunity for the telecoms. So that they can't be prosecuted for what they've done in violating their customer privacy rights. In providing information to the government regarding this FISA, this warrantless wiretapping. And it's now going to go to the House and I guess to the Senate conference committee and that kind of thing. The House is against this immunity thing more strongly than the Senate. We're going to get on the phone to our representatives and tell them no on this telecom immunity thing. Otherwise, you're going to have these people running crazy, and it will be just a license for Bush and whoever is the next head or general we have, or madam general, as the case may be, to come down the pike for us to use and abuse. And You know, that's the thing I don't understand is how people, you know, if you're a person there, you're sitting there as a Republican, how you could sit and all of a sudden think that it's okay to sit and do all these signing statements and let all that stuff kind of go and not worry about it and not think ahead. Well, what if we get a president we don't like that's not Jorge W. Bush? I mean, no long-term foresight, just whatever they got to do to make it to the next election and get that next committee assignment. It's all they care about. And look, you come out in 2008, coming out this year, when these guys start coming home to campaign and all that, they're going to talk about, you know, how bad all this stuff is and how, you know, they're going to stand up for what's right and all that kind of stuff. They're going to give you the same old line. Look, when you walk into that voting booth in your primary, and you got to, I mean, look, turnout for these things are low. And that's what these incumbents bank on, is when turnout's low, the incumbent's more likely to win. And so what you've got to do is we've got to turn out. We've got to turn out to these little congressional primaries, and we got to vote no on incumbents. I mean, send every one of their candy butts home. And start sending a message. They didn't get our message in 2006 while the rest of them are sitting hanging 10 at home. Maybe they'll start getting it. If we have to keep doing that every 2 years, then dadgummit, we'll do it. Until we can get our own candidates in there that are going to do the job, then by God, we'll sit and we'll just keep doing it. Just keep slapping them around and say, boom, you're gone. Boom, you're gone. Boom, you're gone. Knock them around like a pinball. That's what has to be done. Because doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different result, that's the definition of insanity. And I'm tired of it. It's time we do this differently. I mean, just change it up a little bit. I mean, I'm tired of hearing that all these people, well, I guess now I am talking about freaking politics. I'm tired of hearing about the parties of change. The only thing that's changing is more money out of our pockets into their hands. That's all that's being done is just the wealth of this country being robbed and frittered away. The prosperity and the futures of our kids and our grandkids is being flushed right down the toilet, and these people are just sitting there laughing and loving it while they come up with more things to make money and spend it on. You know, that's just, it's incredible. And they've been able to get away with it year after year after year. And it's time that we just, en masse, start sending their butts home. So whoever's in your primary, be they a Democrat or a Republican, if they are the incumbent in your congressional or your Senate race, bye-bye. Don't weep. Don't do nothing. Just be so joyous. Heck, I might even yell as I'm walking out, I'm sending Frank Lucas home! It's time he goes. Sorry. He hasn't been my friend. He's been George W. Bush's friend. Voted for the Patriot Act twice. He likes all this surveillance and all this kind of crap. Big on it. Okay, well, he can be big on it back in his farm in northwestern Oklahoma. He can sit and think Patriot Act all he wants while he's riding on his tractor. That's a good deal. If he actually ever rode on a tractor. I know he's a farmer, but... Yes. You know, and the same thing with if there's a senator, I think one of them, there is a... Trying to think. Yep, there should be. I think Inhofe may be up this year, and he's going. He's out of here. I mean, he's Inhofe. I'm sorry, just a piece of scum, and another Patriot Act loving little individual, and it's time for him to go. And if they're incumbents, they're out of there. I'm sorry, they've had their chance. They've had their opportunity to do what the people have asked them to do, and to fix things, and it's not getting fixed. And so I know the elections are rigged. I know all that, but I'm still going to speak with my vote. Back in a minute with more. If you want to join us, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. You're locked and loaded and plugged into the Midnight Rider. Back in a flash.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I came across tonight that is just it's made me madder than hell. I was in a pretty good mood earlier, and this just shows you that all this police and this TSA Homeland Security nonsense, this fighting the terrorists over there so we don't have to fight them over here, losing our liberty crap is a bunch of hoo ha. Baby held in a locked room at airport dies. Now this just makes me insane. A 14-day-old infant traveling here for heart surgery died at Honolulu International Airport on Friday. after he, his mother, and a nurse were detained by immigration officials in a locked room, a lawyer for the boy's family said. Honolulu Medical Examiner's Office yesterday identified the infant as Michael Futi of Tofuna, American Samoa. That's American Samoa's largest village. It's located on the east coast of Tutula Island. Autopsy findings have been deferred. According to police, the child died at 5:50 in the morning. It's unknown why immigration officials detained the mother, the nurse, and the child. Scott Ishikawa, a spokesman for the State Department of Transportation, said the child went into respiratory failure while in the customs office, which is located near the baggage claims area of the overseas terminal. Airport paramedics were called at about 6:10. The group arrived on a Hawaiian's airline flight that landed at 5:30. We were told later the baby was coming here for heart surgery, Ishikawa said. Attorney Rick Freed said the child hadn't come to Hawaii from American Samoa for heart surgery, or had come. And the baby's family plans to file a wrongful death lawsuit. You damn right they should. I mean, they just need to own the place. I mean, this stuff is out of hand. We got people getting tasered, getting knocked out of their wheelchairs. People who call the cops because they need assistance are the ones taken to jail and are strip searched. This is out of control. This is out of control. We pay their salaries. They work for us instead of us bowing down to them. This is absolute nonsense. And this baby dying. Because we've got to be in control because we're the masters. We can't allow any terrorism to sneak into the country. But yet we're not going to do background checks for people here already in the country that we allowed in on visas. And we're just going to give them legal resident status. See, I'm just so sick of this war on terror nonsense. I'm sick to death of it. The borders aren't secured. You've got people in the country, you don't know who the hell they are. Oh, well, they didn't show up in an FBI or CIA fingerprint database. Whoop-de-frickin'-do. If they're in a sleeper cell, they're not going to be in your little database, are they? And it just shows you this whole thing's a sham. And now you got a little kid who dies because of this stupid sham. I'm sick of it. I'm hoping more and more states bow up on this real ID thing and tell the federal government, no, you can just go straight to hell with your little ID card because we're not going to do it. And if you don't want it, allow us to fly, then that's fine. Tell that to the airline industry when they go out of business in 2 weeks. When you got planes parked off all over the place, that's fine. You just let that happen. Let's see what goes.
And when unemployment's out because people can't keep their jobs.
You got that right. Let's do it. See, the power's in our hands. You got a governor up there in Montana that's saying no to this, and then more governors need to stand up and stop wondering about all the government goodies that they're going to get to go in and suck off of for their state to make it look like they're actually accomplishing something, when instead, you know, they've got their little rainy day slush funds for this and all this and that kind of crap because they can't manage their own states.
Yeah, no,
and Oklahoma, for the most part, has said no, but I'm wondering how many of these states are going to back down and say, oh, please, we want our people to fly. No, you tell the federal government no. I'm sorry, it's our state. We're not submitting to this. And if our people can't fly, then so what? We'll drive. And if you want to put up border checkpoints, then we won't drive. And we'll shut down every freaking truck stop and Love's Country Store in America. That's how you do it. You start speaking with your dollar. You stop feeding that stupid beast. That's how you get this thing done. And that's how more people need to be regarding this insane stuff. I won't fly. I refuse to fly. I'm not going to. My wife has come up with all kinds of great vacation ideas that require us to fly. And I say, no, I'm not going. Because it requires having to go through and submit to the little Nazi search tactics. Sorry, I ain't buying it. I'll carry my damn shampoo in my bag if I want to. Back in a minute with more. We'll talk to Byron and Mo on the other side. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
If you had not fallen, then I would not have found you. Angel flying too close to the ground. And I patched up your broken wings. Hung around a while, trying to keep your spirits up, and your fever down. A new Sunday, you would fly away.
Back here on the Midnight Rider. Sorry, I was getting lost in Willie's guitar playing. he's got the most interesting style. The way he picks, and that is just that, and that sound and that guitar of his is just an interesting sound. And I've not heard it duplicated by anybody. It's just a really cool sound. I've always disliked it, and it was just sitting there listening to it and got carried away in it. It's open lines tonight. And the number, if you want to join us, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's go straight to the telephone and talk to Byron, who's been patiently waiting. Byron, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, you've kind of took away everything that I was pissed off about.
Well, go ahead and rail on. Please do.
There's a lot of different things. Hey, today I was listening to another show, and they had a guest on there. His name was John Kelso from the American Statesman. And Willie Nelson was on this guy's radio show, and he brought up that he thought 9/11, there was something really fishy about 9/11, the way the buildings went down in Building 7. Well, this guy, he went and wrote an article about Willie. I never read the article or seen it, but it wasn't very, I guess from what I gather, very flattering of Willie on his stance on 9/11. So this guy had him on the show, this Kelso guy, and he asked him about 9/11. He says, well, he says, you know, I seen those two planes go in the building, and he said that was enough for me. And the guy says, well, what about Building 7, the one the plane didn't hit? He goes, oh, I've never even seen that. You know, 6 years later, and there's people that hasn't, you know, they don't even know about Building 7 yet.
Yeah, the vast majority of Americans don't.
I mean, that's
the sad thing, yeah.
It's unbelievable. Here is a guy, he's a writer, and he was, you know, he's seen it too. And I'll be honest with you, for a couple of years, you know, I thought, you know, I always give him the benefit of the doubt, even though those buildings were built to withstand, you know, airliners flying into it. You know, but when I heard about Building 7, you know, that's when I got my system. You know, it didn't make sense all of a sudden then, you know, because it collapsed the same way the other two did.
Sure.
But anyway, getting back to just a few things that you brought up, you was talking about voting all the incumbents out. And, you know, it's kind of funny. The Congress has got a pretty low rating, but yet I've seen where when they ask, well, how do you rate your own congressman, they always rate them up pretty high. You're aware of that, aren't you?
It's that way year after year after year, Byron, all the time.
Yeah, like, I just, you know, Jesus, you hate to say it, but, you know, the Americans are supposed to be so smart and educated and sophisticated, and you kind of wonder, are they really? You know, nothing ever changes. And the thing is, even if you did vote out the incumbents, who are you going to vote for? What's the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans?
I think at this point in time, what we do is we do it to send a message, and that buys time for these meetup groups to start getting busy in their local precincts and their counties and start finding these new candidates, people that are actually going to get up and stand up and who actually want to serve the country, that aren't there for some little power trip or some little notch on their belt.
But how do you...
Go ahead.
Well, how do you do that? I mean, unless you become kind of a majority in your party, you're going to either do what the majority of the people say, or you're going to be sitting in the back room with, you know, nothing to do except twiddle your thumbs, basically.
That's the thing. That's the thing about this, Byron, is that there's so few people involved that it wouldn't take that many to go in and take these things over. The thing. We can start getting people involved in this. I mean, the thing's been subject to cronyism for years, and you've got people working in. I was talking with William Roberts the other night, and they're talking about how a lot of these boards, these county party boards and stuff, are run by county employees. Mm-hmm. And if the boss says to vote one way, they vote one way. Well, we need to get that stopped.
Yeah.
And get that out of there.
This is where, like, I've been kind of really hard on Ron Paul. And, I mean, I don't think too many people agree with me. Or if they do, they don't phone in. Say, usually the ones that don't agree with me will phone in. But, you know, this is where Ron Paul, I'm almost to the point. Like, I mean, I have no doubt in my mind that this guy is an honorable man. But I'm almost thinking, too, that maybe he just wasn't, you know, he had the right message, just the wrong messenger. And, you know, because look at tonight. You know, he's still getting 5%, 4%, 8%. You know, with only three guys left in running there, you would have thought, you know, he'd get maybe 15%, 20%, you know, kind of on an average. He's still getting the same figures that he was getting when there was a half a dozen people running.
Exactly.
You know, so what's going on? So, and this is, you know, and the other thing, like, there's been arguments you know, he had a little thing there. Well, I got to stay in there in the Republican Party because I got to run for my seat. And, you know, and I was talking to, you know, another guy. I said, well, hell, I said, he's been in there for 20 years. If he's the good man that we think he is, he should be able to run for the Muslim Party and still get elected. In all honesty, he should be. After 20 years, you should have a reputation build up where people are going to support you regardless of what you're running on, what party. Do you agree with that or not?
I think that in the case of Ron Paul, I think Ron Paul is loyal to a fault. That's the reason we had people like Kent Snyder in the campaign. This guy has never run a successful political campaign in his life. And I think he feels beholden to the Republican Party, that for 10 terms he's ran as a Republican, and he feels beholden to do that. And those are his principles. And the thing is, you know, you can't.
Well, I don't think he thinks he can get reelected if he doesn't stay as a Republican.
I don't know. I haven't heard him talk about it, but I think just from what I've seen and from what I have heard, that he's loyal to a fault, and I think that's a lot of it, and that a lot of his constituency is Republican, and I think if he feels like if he switches to another party, that he betrays them, and I don't.
Well,
and I don't,
you know,
he wants to
Mike,
do
he ran as a libertarian there. Once, I mean, you know, he didn't have trouble switching in.
Yeah, but he's always been a Republican. Yeah. And
but you know, it's like having a wife that cheats on you, though. If she's not faithful to you, you know, sooner or later you're going to have to say, you know, adios.
But at the same time, let's look at it from this standpoint, Byron. If he's still getting 5%, okay, then what the heck good's a third party run?
Well, here's the thing that. As I was saying to another thing, you know, there was things that 40%, at least at a minimum of 40% of the people know 9/11 are pretty sure we haven't been told the truth on
right.
9/11. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. I think the number's actually higher.
At least 40%.
That.
He went more than once. They asked him when he was running, and what did he do? And I don't care what anyone wants to say, a big pile of his support come from 9/11. People that believe in 9/11, you know, wasn't told the whole truth, that it was maybe some people in the government had a hand in it.
You know, I think it even went further than that, Byron, because they kept the entire Patriot movement at arm's length throughout the whole thing. The only show that would go on was Alex's show for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I got Benton on one show. You couldn't get Ron Paul, and I could only get Benton for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's they would not. You know, that's part of it. I mean, let's face it, we're the base that raised that money.
Absolutely.
And they stepped away from that, and I think that was one of the things that cost them, because I'll guarantee you that a good portion of Ron Paul's support did not turn out to vote.
Well,
I looked at the numbers in every primary over the weekend, and in every case it was young people didn't turn out to vote. Everybody in Ron Paul's in the demographics that you would think people would appeal to Ron Paul, there's no upswing.
Well, you know, and that's, you know, but he always says, you know, he's attracting young voters. And the reason I think he did to start with, because you take a young person, they've got a computer and they know how to use it and they know how to go to YouTube, okay? You take
right.
some older guy that's in his 50s, 60s, he might not have the, maybe, you know, 70 or whatever, go to the YouTube to find out what the heck is going on. And I think that's why he did attract a lot of young voters. But I think, like I said, when he went and turned his back on the, what I call the 9/11 truthers, I don't know if that's the proper thing to call them, I think that turned a lot of people off. And I brought that up to Alex, and he goes, maybe a few, but not that much. But I think he's totally wrong. I think Ron Paul, especially that last time, I think it was on Fox, when he just came right out and basically told the people, you know, don't bring it up. You know, he'd wish the people wouldn't associate him with 9/11 or whatever. I think that turned a heck of a lot of people off when he done that. And I may be wrong, but I don't think I am on this. But the point I wanted to make, Mike, is you had a Ralph Nader. Now, he's a lefty. Only time you ever heard of, seen him was when right at election time, which you can't get anything done. And I've always said, even if Ron Paul was able to get elected without a Congress to help him on, he ain't going to do anything as president. You know that the Democrats and the Republicans will block every move that he tries to do.
Well, and so, vice versa, because he would block everything they would try to do.
Well, and yeah, so they would have a stalemate. Nothing would get done or changed. But
I like that better than them coming up with more crap to do.
Well, that may be. But what my idea is, you know, he's still got some money. And, I mean, the thing is, I honestly, you know, if he wanted to start the third party, and I don't, whatever you want to call it, but start it and work and get a few people elected each term, you know, and build a base. Just don't wait until there's a presidential election and then jump in there like just about everybody else has done. And then try to, you know, get something going. Work at it the whole, you know, for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, because it'll take that long to build a third party.
I can see that point, because had Ron Paul been able to get on a third party run, 5% of the vote, then that would have gotten 5% nationally. That would have been able to get whatever party he named or whatever party he created on the ballots for free.
Mm-hmm.
So it might have been worth it just from that standpoint. The problem is today, the ballot access. That's the issue. He had said that it would cost millions and millions of dollars, and the bulk of his time just to get on the ballots. Because I think the numbers they had talked about as far as signatures for the ballot petitions was over 800,000.
So, well, you know, like I said, he did. He had. I would say they must have raised between $25 to $28 million.
Over 30 million.
Pardon me?
Over 30 million raised.
Was it? Well, so, I mean, there was millions of dollars, which I don't think, Buchanan, when he ran, I don't think he had that kind of money or any. Probably the only one that had that money was Ross Perot, and it was his own money,
right,
which I don't think is really conducive to a real free party either. When you got one guy putting all the bucks in, you know he's going to call the shots, which on the second time he ran, you know darn well that's exactly what he did.
Right.
So I don't think that was necessarily good, but Ron Paul had a real good base. They were loyal, and if he would have just stuck to the principles, and I know that's going to make a lot of people mad when I say that, because I think he did get away some of the principles and the main things that, you know, the people that was supporting him, he got away from that. I mean, he wouldn't even stand up for himself on a vote count. You know.
Yeah, I've got to let you go here, Byron, because I've got other calls. But then thanks. But I agree with that. I agree wholeheartedly. I think he should have stood up in New Hampshire and said, "No, you count these votes and you count them now. How much is it? Boom, pay for it. Write the check, no dilly-dally, no running around, get in the media." I mean, Huckabee's sitting in Washington State where a bunch of votes, 1,500 votes did not get counted. Now, they're out in the media on Monday blowing and going about it and how they're talking about how it's Stalin-esque and all that. Guess what? Votes are getting counted in Washington. And he needed to stand up for that instead of just a one-line blurb in his message to supporters that he didn't write. And I don't know if you can. So much of what they did was just backwards. I mean, policy statements and messages to supporters instead of in press releases, press conferences that are scheduled, yet nobody tells reporters to show. And then when only a couple reporters show, they cancel it. Just crazy nutty stuff, pulling out of interviews at the last minute, and all kinds of things. I mean, leaving, and there's nothing worse. Look, there's nothing worse than leaving a talk show host hanging in the wind who's planning on you for a certain amount of time and having to just go, okay. I mean, anybody who's been at this any length of time has a stack of stuff they can go to immediately if and when something doesn't happen. That him and Hostack that you have to have running around there just to keep you safe and to keep you sane. But, yeah, he should have stood up and gone after them in the New Hampshire recount. And I know at that point in time that Ron Paul lost some support there. And I think the fact they didn't do well in Iowa, the fact they didn't do well in New Hampshire, when people quit their jobs, sold their homes, and moved to New Hampshire to help Ron Paul get that win, and he only was there 53 times, they didn't spend a lot of money in New Hampshire. That was I knew the likelihood of him being the nominee was probably was going way down when they did poorly in New Hampshire. I knew that beyond a shadow of a doubt. All right, we're going to talk to Mo here in just a minute. I'm going to hold you to after the break, if you'll stay there. And also, we've got Dylan in Texas, because I'll get you on, and we're just going to have to immediately go to the break. But it's open lines tonight. The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Thursday night, we're going to have Rob Balsamo on with us. We're going to talk about Flight 77 and Flight 93, the flight data recorder information. If you haven't heard any of this stuff, it's pretty fascinating stuff. It's going to be a good show, and I hope you'll listen on Thursday night. All right, going to grab this break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll chat with Mo.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California, home of mine. Straddled that Greyhound and rode him into Raleigh and on across Carolina. Had motor trouble to turn into a struggle halfway across Alabama. Well, a hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham.
right away. I bought me a through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking in New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. There are people there who care a little about me and have all let the poor boy down.
Straight we go, back to the telephone. Let's talk to Mo in Oregon. Mo, thanks for waiting. How are you tonight?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you, Mr. Michael?
I'm doing very well, Mr. Mo. How are you?
Fine. Thank you very much indeed for taking my call. I would like tonight, if it's possible, give me 10 minutes time because I'm going to give you a comment. And then I'm going to play for you a video, recent video of this woman that was stripped at a jail and she had nothing on her.
Actually, I'll probably need to play it through here because I've seen that video. And the audio, I'll have to play it. I'd have to play it through here as opposed to over the phone.
Oh, okay. All right. It's a Channel 3 Ohio, and it's the most on the most video. Okay.
Oh yeah. I mean, I've seen this video and heard it about a half a dozen times, and it just makes me live.
You see that is becoming like Ayatollah's country. You know. I mean.
Oh yeah.
This is ridiculous. This is the most. I mean, we could never ever thought of it that one day that this beautiful United States of America, this beautiful country, this freedom and justice, it turns into this kind of crap like Iran and like Iraq or Afghanistan.
There's no difference between Homeland Security and SAVAK.
Exactly.
The only difference is the name.
Exactly. No, actually, the new name is for Iranian. It's Savama. Savama. Savak was for the Shah, and now the new name.
Right. That's the name. That's the name that people are familiar with here. So that's why I used it.
Right. Right. Exactly. I know. Yeah. You're right. Absolutely. I would like to recommend this video to all your viewers, if it's possible. It's called "Right at Your Door," and it is about the dirty, toxic ash and martial law. Terror hits home when a young couple is separated during a citywide bomb attack on Los Angeles. The infrastructure is crippled. The air is raining unknown toxic agents, and Lexi is trying to get home to her husband, Brad, before it's too late. And this movie won the best. It's a Sundance Film Festival, and it's made in Los Angeles by Lionsgate, but this movie was censored for almost 1.5 years, and suddenly they released it within the last few weeks. And I was on top of this movie. Actually, I was trying to go. You were able to go see it in Canada, Mexico, or Europe, or any other country, but you were not able to see this movie in the United States. But recently they have this is very good. A lot of things people will learn from this movie, and they need to note. I mean, first they need to see it one time, and the second time they need to see it, and then get a piece of paper and exactly to make a note of what they have done. I mean, to survive and or not to survive, and. Basically, this is a very great movie that I wanted to talk about. And yes, I mean,
stay right there, Mo. We've got to take a break. After the break, I want to ask you a question, okay?
Sure.
So hold right there, and we're going to come back in just a minute. We're talking with Mo. If you'd like to join us, the number 800-313-9443. Back in a minute on The Midnight Rider.